I saw this the other day. As we're turning our Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 26. But I saw this quote the other day. Man, it really resonated with me. It said this: you can outrun mercy, but you can't outrun judgment. You can outrun mercy. I don't know why we do it. We're stupid. We're dumb. We've all done it. Run away from the mercy of God. But you won't outrun judgment. Oh, I want that mercy. I want mercy to catch up with me. I want mercy to have its way in my life. Somebody say amen. How many are thankful for the mercy of God tonight? If it had not been for God's mercy, where would you be? Where would you be? Amen. I just want to encourage you, stop running. Let mercy catch up. Let mercy catch up. It's not as bad as your flesh or the devil tells you it is. God's not going to hurt you. He wants to help you. Genesis chapter 26, we're going to begin reading in verse number 15 down to verse 25 and a couple more after that. If you're there, say amen. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Wells filled with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again. Everybody say, he digged again. The wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Actually, I'm going to just pause there. Stop there. Life has a way of filling up our wells. Sometimes it's not even in your generation lives. I want to take a little time tonight and talk about the four wells in Genesis 26 that Isaac went back and had dug in his life. And I want to encourage you, because maybe in one of these wells you'll find yourself digging and you'll find yourself struggling. But I want to give you hope, because it does get better. It does get better. I want to tell you, keep digging. Keep digging. Don't stop digging. I know life fills up your blessings and fills up what God's done for you. But if you'll keep digging, you're going to find God's promises for your life. Somebody say amen. I mean, I want to preach tonight, digging to the promise. Digging to the promise. Tell your neighbor before you sit down, keep digging. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. I promise I won't keep you long. I have found, actually, the older I get, the shorter I preach. I don't know if that'll switch. I know a lot of old preachers, they preach long. Maybe I'm in that middle age area. I don't know. And it seemed like when I was younger, I preached long, because I felt like I had to preach long so people thought I had something to say. Have you ever met people that just say a lot but don't say hardly anything at all? Problem is, a lot of them blame it on God. God told me. Well, we shall see. I want to help you today. Throughout the Bible days, and even in today, wells are very important. Water is very important. Now, we're blessed. Where we live, we have an abundance of water. Abundance of water. It's very green here. Matter of fact, we live in what's called a temperate rainforest. This area is called a temperate rainforest. I've been out west, and I've been in places in Africa where it was a desert place. And they hadn't had much rain. And to get water is a major, major, major deal. And that's what we're dealing with here. To have water meant everything. Your life depended on having that water. It was sustaining. It was sustainable. It represented shelter. It represented hope. It represented life. And in this passage today, I just want to dig out the four different wells that Isaac had to go back and dig, and how these are things you're going to have to dig through too in your life. I have found throughout different situations, different seasons, I find myself having to dig these same four wells. But I know when I get to the fourth one, I'm getting to the promises of God. Amen. It's not always easy. I wish we could just take one step and just dig one well and be right in the flow of God's promises. But there's four wells we got to dig. Amen. And I just want to go through those four wells tonight. And I'm not going to read all this. Just you can read it. But I just want to start off with the first well that he dug. The first well. Now, before I go into that, his father had dug these wells too. I don't think anything's by coincidence. Every generation's got to do it. And it was filled, the enemy filled it with dirt. Dirt is the earth. Dirt is the world. The world's going to clog up your wells. And we can't live off mom and daddy's revival. We can't live off what somebody had 20 years ago. Thank God for what God did here 50 years ago. But we're not living 50 years ago. We're living right now. Amen. I got to dig the wells for myself. You got to dig the well. Come on, Rock Church. Come on, Gastonia. We got to dig the wells for our generation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just not one that likes to read about the past only. I don't mind reading about the past. Brush Harbor revivals, great moves of God, tent revivals. I kept reading about tent revivals a few years ago, so I just bought a tent, figured we'd have one. Come on. I'm not one just to read. I'm just telling you, I'm not a good spectator. I'm just telling you. That's right. I don't do well just watching people mess stuff up. Just give me the ball and shut up. I might be 50 pounds overweight, but by God, at least I'll try. Hallelujah. Come on, we got to do our part. I'm glad to be a part of a people that want revival for today. I'm glad to be a part of people that want miracles today, that want to see God move today, that are grateful, that are thankful for what God has done for them. Anybody thankful here tonight? I said, anybody grateful here tonight? God's been so good to me. Oh, hallelujah. I know I taught this morning on that. I figure if you didn't leave with some conviction this morning, your convictor was broke. Come on. I convicted me just teaching it. God's so good to us, we have so much to be thankful for. So his father dug the wells. They had their revival. We could go back in the history of just First Pentecostal Church, the Rock Church, the church in this area, and we can find wells that had been dug throughout the history of this area. Wells of revival, wells of blessings, wells of promises. But I'm telling you, time will always fill your wells. God will make sure that every generation has to dig their own well. And you know what Isaac said when he said, what are you going to name them? He said, you know what? I'm going to name them what my daddy named them. I'm not going to try to reinvent this thing. I'm not going to try to say there's a new way. The way that they did worked for them, and I'm just going to do the way they did it. It'll work for me too. Hey, give me that old-time religion. It was good enough for Brother Gilmore. It was good enough for Brother Campbell, and it's good enough for me. I don't need to rename this thing. I don't need to, come on. There's not a new way. There's not an easier way. Just got to keep digging. The first well he dug, he named it Esek, E-S-E-K, Esek, which simply means in Hebrew, strife. Strife. I've learned that when you start wanting to do something for God, it's going to be a fight at first. It's going to be a fight either way. But in the world, the fight never stops. But in the church, the fight does change. I'm coming to preach to you, you're not going to have to fight that way forever. The strife that you're dealing with in the well right now, it won't. God's got another well for you to dig after that one. Don't let the devil convince you that the fight that you're in right now is something you're going to be in for the rest of your life. No, there's more wells out there. God has more promises for you. Come on, Abraham didn't stop at Esek. It may be a fight right now, and if I've got to dig a well, then so be it. In the middle of the fight, I'll dig it in the fight. Come on, Brother Penland, there comes a season in life where coming to church is a fight. Where praying is a fight. Where giving is a fight. It's strife. It's like all hell's against you. Your family's against you. Your job's against you. And your worst enemy is your own mind. And you got to come to church in Esek. And you got to keep digging in Esek. And you got to realize it's not going to stay this way forever. Amen, amen. There will be a season where hey, listen to me. I've seen too many people get stuck on one well, and God had other wells for them, but they're 10 years, 15 years in the church, and they're still digging in Esek. And they wonder why the water's muddy, because you already hit water. It's time to get out and go dig another well. It's time to get out. Stop digging in the mud. Stop playing in the mud of Esek. Somebody say amen. Amen. You start digging that first well, and they're going to start telling you, why don't you spend time with your family? Why do you go to church so much? Strife. All you do is talk about church, 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 church. Huh? Anybody been there? Maybe you're there right now. I don't know. You're digging in Esek. Esek is synonymous with anger, bitterness, conflict, bad blood, hostility. Come on. And there comes a time when you're starting to try to dig something out of your life that it seems like people don't like you no more. There's hostility. You don't even like yourself. Somebody said, Pastor, I've been coming to church. I just started coming. And so they're telling me, I just started digging my first well, and I just don't even like myself anymore. Good. Keep digging. I don't even like my wife. Good. Keep digging. That's the first well, but it's not going to be the last well. You're going to get through this season. I don't think it's by chance there's four, because there's four seasons. If you can get through that winter season called Esek, God's got another well on the horizon. Come on, God's got another well for you to dig. Just keep digging. Pastor, how am I going to know when I got the victory? Just keep digging. And when you hit water, you're going to know. I'm feeling better, so much better. Oh, it feels good. Somebody say amen. Amen. So then he got Esek dug. Built a wall around it. Next well, Sitnah. Sitnah. Hatred. Pastor, I thought it was going to get better. And this well is called the well of hatred. It was the strife that they fought at Esek produced anger, which in turn led to hatred. That family member that just used to have strife with you now hates you. Now, stay with me. I promise it's going to get better. But you got to just keep digging the well, Brother Haley. Halle. Brother Michael, you just got to keep digging the well. You're new at this. You got to dig a well. It's going to be hard. Your flesh is going to fight you, and then your flesh is going to hate you. it's going to hate you. And people are going to hate you. And listen to me, when you're digging the well, sitting there, what will happen is you will deal with depression you never knew you could deal with. And you'll come to church and you'll feel depressed and you'll wonder, there's nothing wrong with you. Just keep digging. Just keep worshiping. Just keep clapping your hands. Just keep praying. Because my, you just got to keep digging. It's dry right now. It's dry right now. But I'm just going to keep digging. Don't go back to Esek. Keep digging, Sitna, because you're going to get through that season of your life. Come on. You're going to get through that season of what you're dealing with. They may hate me right now. My very mom and daddy may hate me. My wife may hate me. My husband may hate me. My children may hate me. But if I can just dig. These first two wells, I think one of the things synonymous with them is loneliness. Isolation. And you feel like nobody understands. But I'm preaching to you tonight to let you know we understand. We've all dug that well before too. And Sister Kimberly, I've been in church my whole life, and even recently I found myself back at that first well again in other areas of my life, because I realize if I want to get to new plateaus in the vision God has for me, I got to dig wells in those areas too. And if I want to conquer new lands, I got to dig wells in those areas too. And if I want God to use me at a greater level, I'm going to have to dig wells in those areas. Come on, I want to claim new territory. I want God to take me deeper. I got to go further. I got to dig some wells. Keep digging. Somebody say, keep digging. Keep digging. Dig through the hatred. Dig through the bitterness. The intense dislike. The contempt. The disgust. You're going to feel these emotions as you dig. As you come to God. Why should I even pray? Why should I even keep going? I know this ain't popular preaching, because we want people to get up and just say, everything's going to be easy. No, you got to dig. You got to dig through some things in your emotions. You got to dig through some things in your pride. You got to dig through. But I'm coming today. I'm preaching this so that you know ain't nothing wrong with you. You are not going crazy. Just keep digging. Just keep digging. Hey, I know the whites have had to do it since they've moved here. They didn't realize they were starting over spiritually, but almost were. You're starting over spiritually. They found themselves at the first well of Esek. And everything they touched was strife. I'm not picking on you. I'm a shepherd. I watch. I pray for them. God help them. They're about to lose their mind. And it's good. You know why it's good? Because I see a grit inside of them. I see spiritual calluses on their hands. You know what they tell me? They ain't going to stop digging. They ain't going to stop praying. They ain't going to stop coming. And there's been times it was hard to come to church. There's been times they fell along the way. But they got up and they picked that old Holy Ghost shovel up and said, okay, devil, I'm going to dig a little bit more. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper, because I'm going to get the promises of God in my life. Yes, yes, yes. Tell somebody, keep digging. Keep digging. Amen. He got that second well dug, came to the third well, Rehoboth. Everybody say Rehoboth, which simply means room. He got there digging. He's at this third well. They're digging. And they're looking over their shoulder for the enemy to fight them. And Gracie, he's not there. They're digging. And all the fighting and all those voices they dealt with, Esek and Sitna. Well, God's gave me room. Some of you are at this well of Rehoboth where you finally feel like you have room to grow. I finally feel like I got enough rest that I can actually heal up a little bit. I finally feel like I got room where I can dig, and it's not, I can come to church and it's not so hard anymore. And I can pray and it's not so hard. I'm preaching to somebody. You're at Rehoboth and you want to thank God for Rehoboth. It feels good now. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. You resist him at Esek. You resist him at Sidna, because you're going to have a season of Rehoboth. At Rehoboth, you don't feel that pressure. You're not feeling that depression. Some of you have been battling depression, but I come to preach to you tonight. Tonight you're hitting water in Sidna, and God's about to take you to Rehoboth. He's about to give you room you never thought you had. He's about to give you peace in your mind. Just keep digging. Just keep digging. I don't know where you're at in every situation. Pretty good tell. God doesn't show me everything, and I'm thankful. I'm just a man. I don't need to know all your stuff. Just let me know what I need, God. And I'm so thankful to watch some of you as you're in those first two wells, and you come to church, and you're... your spiritual arms are tired. Your mind is weary. You got to shove one hand and a sword in the other. It's like you can't dig without having to fight. It's a fight to pray. It's a fight to come to church. Oh, Brother Shannon, it feels good at Rehoboth. I said it feels good at Rehoboth. I look forward to coming to church. I can't wait to get to the house of God. I can't wait to pray. I can't wait to hear another message. Tell somebody, keep digging. It's going to get better. Keep digging. It's going to get better. Keep digging. That's why Paul said to the church, grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap. If you faint not, don't give up. Keep digging. Don't give up. Keep digging. It's going to get better. Brother Smith, you know why he said don't compare yourself to each other? Because too many times when we compare, we don't know what well that person had to dig before we got there. Come on. You don't know the hell they had to fight through to get through their Esek and their Sidna. And all you see is the Rehoboth. All you see is the glory, but you didn't see the story. Just embrace your story and look for the glory. Rehoboth feels good. There's finally peace at the work. You know what comes at Rehoboth? This is fun. You all of a sudden start having confidence you never had before. You start walking tall. You almost look forward to someone challenging you on the oneness of God. You got two guns tied down now. Huh? There ain't no concealed carry in your Holy Ghost. At Sidna and Esek, you feel like hiding it because you're just like, man, I don't know if I'm ready. I'm tired of fighting. But at Rehoboth, there is confidence and power that you start feeling that even scares you. I'm encouraging someone, Brother Dwayne. Rehoboth is coming. I said, Rehoboth is coming. Hallelujah. Keep digging. Keep digging. Keep digging. Hallelujah. Keep digging. You're going to get that other well. My, what are you doing? Why are you going to church? I'm digging to a promise. Why do you keep praying? I'm digging to a promise. Why do you keep listening to Christian music? I'm digging to a promise. Why don't you go to the clubs with me? Nah, I can't dig when I'm at the club. Why don't you go and listen to that music? Nah, that when if I listen to that music, I'm putting the shovel up. I can't dig with that music. No. Oh, I'm digging to a promise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, number four. See, Rehoboth sounds good. See, those first two sound rough. Now it's getting better. I'm going to tell you something. If living for God gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. See, the devil knows if you'll just dig through those first two wells, he's lost. Those first two wells is you resisting the enemy. But after that season of resistance is a season of receiving. See, some of you want the receiving without the resisting. Some of you want the power of Rehoboth without the submission of Sitnah and Isak. Huh? But you got to, are y'all catching what I'm pitching? Hallelujah. You're going to get through it? Keep digging. Don't do like so many people I know and I have pastored. And they're years later and they're still sitting in a place of bitterness. The children of Israel did it. They stayed in a place of bitterness because of their attitude. Nah, I'm going to have an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to praise God through my Esics. I'm going to praise God through my sickness. I'm going to praise God through the hatred. I'm going to praise God through the strife. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise God. I hate myself right now. That's all right. I can't stand the person I am. That's all right. Number four. They're getting pretty confident now. Getting kind of cocky. They dig this fourth well and they named it Sheba. Matter of fact, they even built a town there called Beersheba. It was a place of celebration. Sheba actually means the seventh well. The seventh well. But its literal translation is the well of promise. Oh, God. There comes a season. Brother Shannon, when you made a step to submit to me this second time, God took you from Sitnah and Esek and he brought you to a place of Rehoboth. Feels pretty good, but ain't going to feel nothing like till you get to Sheba. Because when you get to Sheba, you're digging in the promise. And every shovelful is a shovelful of promises. The Bible says his blessings shall overtake thee. You can't touch something without it being blessed. You can't go somewhere without it being blessed. Everything you touch and everywhere you go, it's a Sheba. Yeah! I'm telling somebody, keep digging, keep digging. There's coming a season of promise in your life. There's going to come a season of promise in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm bringing this to a close. Musicians, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just preaching to someone today, and I'm letting you know, sometimes we need things broken down for us. That's just how I am. So I feel like sometimes I'm losing my mind, Brother Tyler, but it ain't me. It's just the well God has me in. It's just the season, Brother Brian. It's just a season, and I get impatient in those seasons. I want them to be over. Come on. It's just like in the natural. We get sick and tired of winter. It was cool when it got here, literally. But after a while, it's like, come on. Could you please make up your mind and stay warm? Can I get a witness? But just as soon as July starts hammering down on us and our air condition breaks, huh? And we're percolating. Sometimes it's just good to know this season won't last always. God has another well for me to dig. Now, only you and God can tell. Only really God knows what well you're in. Some of you kind of get a picture. I think that's where I'm at. And maybe that's where I'm at. Maybe I'm digging this well in this part of my life, but I'm digging this well in this part of my life. And maybe my marriage is still at well number one. I don't know. But maybe my finances are getting to well number four. because I've been faithful. And now I'm starting to see promises I don't even know where they come from. And everything I touch seems to be blessed. And that's why the prophet says, I'm blessed going out and I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed in the fields and I'm blessed in the forest. Why would he say that? He was singing the song of Sheba. The well of Sheba. That's where I want all of my life to be, Sister Jess. I want my marriage, my relationship to be at Sheba. But I know to get there, I got to go through the other wells first. I want my prayer life to be at Sheba. But I know to get there, Brother Logan, there's going to be seasons where I hate to pray. But I like it when prayer's at Sheba to where I can tap into it anytime. Whew. Anybody felt that every once in a while in your prayer life? I don't know where in your life you're at in these wells. All I can say, God gave me a word today. Keep digging. Keep digging to your promise. He's not done yet. How many feel the Holy Ghost here tonight? Why don't we stand all across this house? Oh, I feel him. I want every head bow, every eye would close. I want you to think about where you're at right now. Has God given you a word today? Has he spoke to you some way? By the foolishness of preaching. Oh, I feel him. I feel him right now. Oh. Come on. Come on. Is there anybody? Is there anybody right now ready to dig a little deeper? Come on. This altar's open right now. You can come. Come on. The Spirit of God's moving right now. Yeah. Come on, children. You gotta dig your own wells. You can't drink out of daddy's wells for love.